A new museum exhibit on World War II is being displayed in a very appropriate place, historic Governor's Island. The island was owned by the military during that time, and as WNYC's Yasmin Khan reports, the exhibit is entirely curated and run by students.
Some cheerful historians welcome visitors to this pop-up exhibit every weekend.
Hi, I'm Alex Goddard.
Alex Goddard just graduated from Hackley School in Tarrytown. He sits on the front porch of Building Number 18, one of Governor's Island's historic houses, and the site of a photography and propaganda exhibit from the New York Historical Society.
We have rations books, so essentially what we got in here are these little stamps.
He shows off some wartime relics that people can explore before heading inside, like a soldier's prayer book and a Purple Heart from that time. Goddard is one of about a dozen student historians that worked to curate this exhibit on World War II and what it meant for the home front in New York City. The young historians are part of an internship program with the Historical Society. There's music playing inside the exhibit. Large black and white photographs cover the walls, along with colorful propaganda posters encouraging Americans to save scrap metal or grow their own vegetables by planting a victory garden. Goddard stops by one of the more cartoonish posters of three little dogs looking for scraps in the garbage. The message, don't waste food.
It says, doggone it, fellas. These guys know there's a war on. You know, they're sad that they can't find anything.
This is the first time student interns from the Historical Society curated an exhibit from start to finish. Amy Park, who just graduated from Hunter College High School, says it forced her to think beyond the moments of history and about creating an experience.
Curating for me is sort of putting your personal interest and combining it with what you think other people would be interested in and sort of conveying your personal voice but through a historical object.
And they've learned every detail about operating a museum exhibit. Chelsea Forsini coordinates the student intern program.
They're working as the educators on the gallery floor. They're thinking about drop-in programming for families, smoothing out the bubbles that pop out on our decals that we have on the wall because we have an insane humidity problem.
In a World War II exhibit run by teenagers, there's a constant blurring of young and old.
Other people would say that this exhibition allows them to remember their teenage years.
Karen Cruz is 16 and a student at Kappa International in the Bronx. She greets visitors at the entryway. She says lots of people have shared stories of their own youth during World War II. And then there are the faces of the soldiers on the wall, many of them about the same age as the student historians. Leo Vardarella, a student at Bard Early College High School, says World War II doesn't even feel so far back in history.
The reason it doesn't feel so long ago is you'll see a picture and they'll be on 63rd Street. Soldiers will be marching or right down in Bowling Green. And so, you know, I get off the Bowling Green train station to get on the ferry. So it's this connection.
The student curators hope other New Yorkers and visitors to the city will come make that connection for themselves. The exhibit runs on weekends through Labor Day. For WNYC, I'm Yasmin Khan.